Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't wait for football to start because all we do is talk about these players and these teams, and there's so much hope and optimism until football starts. I say it every single year. You get so amped up for that first Sunday, then your favorite team loses, your fantasy team loses, none of your parlays hit, you're losing money, and you'll be waiting all day for Sunday night. And by the time Sunday night comes around, you're cooked. And you're like, man, I'm not even going to bet on this game. I'm about to go to bed. I don't even care. But football is back, and we hype it up, man. We get so pumped for it. You know what I'm pumped for? NFL Network's 2025 Back Together Weekend, Inside Training Camp Live. When training camp starts, man, that inside training camp coverage where they go to all the different training camps across the country, I love it. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday. It's called Back Together Weekend. All 32 NFL training camps will be on display. And they'll do that through the week, too. So you'll start to see, you know, there's guys that got traded or guys that signed somewhere in free agency. There are rookies in different places. It's just like you kind of get that refresh on the NFL season. And there's some hope and some optimism for the Giants. Obviously, because they have some actual quarterbacks now, and I think they drafted some talent and some characters. And I mean, just how long are you going to be bums? How long are you just going to keep losing? They got to surprise some teams. I think their calling card is going to be the defense, specifically the defensive line, Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns. And then Malik Nabers, man. Malik Nabers in year two, no sophomore slump. Malik Nabers is supposed to be the next Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase just won the Triple Crown. Can Malik Nabers go win the Triple Crown? Nah. You got to win. I mean, the Bengals didn't win that many games, but Jamar Chase was unstoppable. So maybe he could challenge him for it. And right across the stadium, the Jets. You know what I loved about the Jets? What I saw from this video today, I've watched it like five times. I'm about to watch it again right now. You know, this like, I don't know, it was like drone footage of their new locker room with the, you know, the lighting and, you know, they just redesigned the Jets locker room. And I think that was needed. If you've watched one Jets drive, if you've watched Hard Knocks, there was just way too much Rob Saleh influence over the building. A lot of his quotes, a lot of the things that he wanted. And I feel like with this new regime with Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn, them revamping the locker room makes the players come to work in a completely different place, and it kind of puts the past in the past, and it's just another physical reset for the Jets franchise. I don't know how Jets fans aren't excited. I don't know how Jets fans aren't pumped up. You know, when you see Sauce Gardner there today, he's talking about, I know there's a floor, but there ain't no roof. Talking about his future with the Jets and his play, and I expect him to pick the ball off. I expect him to make some tackles. I expect him to be one of the best corners in the NFL. He already is, but, like, prove it again. And Garrett Wilson, I don't know how you can't love Garrett Wilson. I don't know how you can't be a Garrett Wilson stan as a Jet fan. He said, I don't need any excuse to go play football. You know, he talked about how wanting to win, you know, he can't talk about wanting to win and not show up. A lot of these guys hold out. A lot of these guys, you know, they talk a big game about the team and wanting to win and wanting to play, and then they don't show up to camp. Micah Parsons showed up to camp. We'll play some Micah Parsons audio in a minute, but I'm going to keep sprinkling in some football conversation. NFL is back, man. I need it. I am a football guy. It runs through my veins. When we get to this point of the summer, I get flashbacks to my younger life where summer is over by the time you get to that first week of August. It's two-a-days. It's hot. You get ready to lock in and get ready for a season. And NFL, college football, high school football, as Americans, like, this is what we do, man. When it gets to August, we're getting ready for September and the run through the season. So I'm excited for football. I'm excited to see what the NFL looks like this year and to be here to talk to you guys about it. 888-808-1019. We still have Yankee fans and Mets fans on the line. Let me read something that I just came across on Twitter. Shout out to my guy Bourbon Legend, who's in the chat. And everybody in the chat that sends me stuff, you know, like during the break, I'll refer to a couple of the things you guys sent. So 8 hours ago, and I just mentioned, you know, Ozzy Osbourne and his passing, RIP to him, condolences to his family. Well, Chipper Jones, the Braves legend Chipper Jones, put out a tweet and he said, "Saddened to hear of the passing of Ozzy Osbourne today. I feel Ozzy and I will forever be linked due to his song Crazy Train. Quick story. Facing the Mets at home, I walk to the plate and I say, hey, Mike Piazza, how's it going? He says, I'm doing fine, Larry, but I hate this effing song. I said, well, get ready, because you're going to hear it about 5 times today. Pretty funny. Rest easy, Ozzy. So Chipper Jones finds a way to make it about the Braves-Mets rivalry, even in his send-off tweet to Ozzy Osbourne. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan next. What's up, Ross?
So, Keith, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. So, I heard you bring up the Pablo Escobar, so add him to the list. And I just saw Elmo was there today, too, so racking them all up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Perfect timing. On my screen right now on SNY, Chris Lopresti, I guess they got CeeLo breaking down the significance of Elmo. But, yeah, Pablo Sanchez.
Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah, you said Pablo Escobar. Close.
Oh, my God.
Close.
Easy out, Escobar. I'll say this, they had WWE night, too. So add that to the list.
As much as you think the Mets don't have the gimmicks this year, they still have the gimmicks.
Do they have Elmo in studio with them? Like, they had the Grimace costume with Sal last year. I remember that was a segment they did.
Well, you got to win. If the Mets sweep the Anaheim Angels today, then either Elmo or Pablo Sanchez mascot is going to keep going. They'll be there when they return home.
Hey, I'll say this. So you just brought it up, El Troll. He was trolling first half of the year. He go 0-for-4, 3 Ks, and a grand to a double play. But if these back-to-back nights is what he's back to do, man, all of a sudden we got something cooking. I was just talking to Zuby on the glass. Not only do you get this out of him at the plate, you know, the power that you obviously, you know, you expected when you first called him up, top prospect in the whole league. And, you know, obviously it was awful. But also, all of a sudden now, you send Terrence to the bench. He goes from a guy who was batting in the middle, you know, middle third of the lineup to probably one of the best backup catchers in all of baseball, along with what you're going to get from Alvarez, as a regular starter. And even the bullpen, man, like I was tweeting, if there's an X factor to this team, you know, 9 times out of 10, where you're going to get out of Diaz. I know he got rocked a couple nights ago, but you see, he looked like vintage Diaz last night. 1, 2, 3. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Ryan Stanek, man, he is the perfect setup man when he's on. And I know he walks the ballpark, but then he'll strike the other three guys out. And it kind of feels like he's almost a playoff riser. You remember it was him and Maton last year, that was Brazoban too, but him and Maton, and they kind of like flip-flop, where Stanek was unusable down the stretch, but, you know, in the postseason, he was probably their go-to reliever. And that kind of feels like what he's been in years past. He only won one ring with Houston, and he was really good on that Tampa team that won the pennant too. And then obviously last year in October, he was huge. So when he's on, bro, he is one of the most electric setup guys in the league, and they need him down the stretch. I think tonight was his third save. But he's been pretty solid these last few appearances, and they're going to need him down the stretch.
Yeah, the lab is working. He's definitely going to play a role. They went and got him last year. They're going to add some other pieces. Right now, I give credit to David Stearns. Every day you see their rosters, moves, transactions, guys coming up, guys coming down. They're trying to figure it out until they add the actual pieces for the second half run into the postseason.
For sure, man. Hey, I know it's 1 o'clock. I get a quick open mic point in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about, like, I know you watch, you keep an eye on the other games, like out-of-town scoreboard. Have you been I don't know if you've been keeping an eye, but, like, a lot of people, like, Arizona is kind of like the wild card or the X factor with the deadline. And the way they lose some of these games, man, they have bases loaded, nobody out, down two tonight. And
yeah.
Lost, and
they lost late.
Man. And talk about Houston, by the way, bro. You know,
they're good.
We're talking about the Mets and Yankees. Like, we got Volpe. Who stinks now? Peraza on your guys' end, and we got the baby Mets. It's pretty much one after the other hasn't panned out here, man. You want to talk about a well-oiled machine in Houston? They lose Correa, they replace him with Pena. They lose Bregman, they replace him with Cam Smith. They lose Altuve, they move to the outfield. They got this kid Bryce Matthews now. He's going to be a stud, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If they, it's just incredible. I think.
They have players. They always reload. They signed Christian Walker, as we're talking about Paul Goldschmidt. I remember the back and forth between Yankee fans wanting Christian Walker over Paul Goldschmidt. They're good. They always retool. And that's why they don't sign guys, because they know they have guys coming up in their farm system and they can plug and play.
It's like South Park. I didn't hear no bell. Every time we think Seattle's going to start winning the division, Texas, they didn't even win the division. When they won the ring, they were a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible, man. And even like you got Brown and Valdez in that rotation, man. It's just crazy. They are them and the Yankees will always be the 1A, 1B. People talk about Detroit, by the way, and I was talking to C-Mac last night. You always hear people calling, we're not close to Houston, and people giving Detroit their flowers this year. But you don't hear, by the way, they've lost 8 out of their last 9. The one game they won was they tried every bone in their body to give Skubal a DeGrom start. He went like 7 2/3, struck out 11. He didn't even get the win. So you don't know me. I'm like the Tigers. Someone needed to hate on the Tigers in the season, and I've taken on that run.
No, I know. You were hating on their run last year.
Oh, my God. I'm hate-watching them, man. You don't know, man. Glaber and Javi, I am not giving them their flowers, bro.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Perfect segue. Speaking of Glaber, in the chat, shout out to my guy, Jack. Jack is like a young researcher, Gleyber Torres is an all-star, but if you think back to last year, in the chat we were talking about Gleyber, right? He says, that game one error in the World Series for Gleyber is the nightmare big spot error, I fear, for Volpe this year. And earlier in the show I was saying, I can't do it, we can't have it, we can't keep ignoring it with Volpe, it's going to cost us, and when it costs us, everybody's going to be pointing the finger at Boone and Cashman, and like it might be too much for the guy to live down. Well, then, Jack also put in the chat, he said, Keith, remember last year Gleyber led MLB second baseman with 18 errors. Now it's Volpe, and you can't have sloppy play in the middle infield trying to win a World Series. It goes back to what I've been saying about the Yankees. You can change the players, the outcome is still the same. You can change the lineup, the outcome is still the same. What is it? The common denominator is the general manager. Now, Rodney is in the chat. Rodney Clark says, we need Jeter as GM. He's a winner. Bro, Jeter doesn't even want to come to Old Timers Day. Jeter's not trying to be the Yankees GM. Jeter is going on the All-Star game challenging Brian Cashman, the Yankees GM, to make the right move. So, I don't know. I just think it is something about the overall message and morale, mentality that these Yankees have. I think these are very much the participation trophy era Yankees. They are coddled. They are protected. And I understand that because I'm hard on them. You're hard on them. The media is hard on them. The writers, the fans, they get booed. So it's like, okay, their own employers are not going to, come down on them. But man, I think they need some tough love. And sometimes tough love Is a guy like Anthony Volpe telling him, hey, we've given you the longest leashes that we've given anybody. It ain't working, bro. We got to do something here. We got to send you down, or we got to sit you down. Like, we can't ignore it. Even guys like Jorbit Vivas not sliding, letting Ronald Acuna make an all-time play. You got to bench him. That is the exact spot you pull a guy out. And then Boone that night says, oh, I don't only bench guys that don't run. And then the video goes viral. I heard somebody today, two things I heard today, and we'll get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. I think someone called BT Show this morning and were like, oh, yeah, when Jazz popped up against the Braves and didn't run, you know, Boone was talking about blah, blah, blah. First off, he didn't pop up. He grounded out to second, and he didn't hustle. And it was in the sixth inning, I believe. And I think Cody Bellinger did the same thing right before him. So when Boone said that in the postgame, I remember being like, bro, what are we talking about? Belly and Jazz both kind of just, you know, grounded out weakly. Left-handed hitters grounding out weakly to second base like Alex Verdugo used to do. And not hustling and not running out. They were defeated in that first game against the Braves. And then I also heard somebody, and Desi in the chat says, we need to bring back Didi. And Didi is somewhere, probably in the Netherlands. But I heard somebody today call into Evan and Tiki and say, you know, Volpe replaced Jeter. I know that's hard enough. What are you talking about? Volpe didn't replace Jeter. Volpe replaced IKF. IKF replaced Glaber. Glaber filled in after Didi. Didi replaced Derek Jeter. Robbie's in Lennox on the Fan next. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. Well, you know, there used to be a guy when I was growing up in the 70s named Horace Stone's Fingers Clark, and it's almost like compared to Anthony Volpe. Now, every time he gets the ball, I go, I hold my breath, and I go, oh, God, is he going to make the throw? And tonight, when he misses the, you know, when he makes that throw, when Ben makes the play, can't make the play, I'm like, here we go again. I turn the game off. I go, watch, they're going to blow the game. Now, here's my question for you. This is what drives me crazy about Aaron Boone, okay? I know it's probably not his decision because it's a group decision because, of course, managers don't have autonomy today, Keith, okay? In the modern baseball world, okay? But why can't Cam come back in the sixth inning and start the sixth inning? Why must Tim Hill, why must we micromanage a game, Keith, in the fifth inning of a baseball game or the sixth inning of a baseball game? Why can't this kid come back? Because
he's a rookie. It's his second outing. He went five innings like they had scripted. He threw 90 pitches. He had trouble recovering the last time. No mas.
I get so sick of it. Can't we challenge these young guys? As far as trades go, you know, you and I talked about Willie Castro. Here's what I would do. I would go out and get Willie Castro, and I would go out and get Brian Hayes from Pittsburgh and then add one of the relief pitchers from Pittsburgh. I don't know what we have to give up at this point. Now, you made a good point a couple times about Goldschmidt, okay? Ben's got to play more. Goldie's a guy they could trade, but you don't want to give up his defense. But that's a problem. You know, that's not a bad problem to have when you in terms of, like,
yeah,
you know,
it's just too clogged up. Right. I'm just, like, tired of them making decisions. Like, yeah, we're going to sit Bellinger down. No.
But they can't stand it, right? Cody comes back tonight. Look what he does. We talked about the other night. Why is he sitting down? I said to you the other night, why is he sitting down? It's ridiculous. And these are decisions that I don't understand. And I said to Alex when I first started the call tonight, why can't the Yankees ever do this? And that is have the same damn lineup, the same damn batting order. They need a legitimate table setters. Look what the Blue Jays do. They put the damn ball in play, Keith, and that's what the Yankees don't do. So many.
They have some moving parts and some guys that play some different positions, but yes, they put bat to ball and they run.
So who do you? Right, exactly. And that's what the Yankees don't do. That's what the old Yankee teams used to do. They used to put the bat on the ball. Joe Torre used to say this all the time. Think in terms of small bites. Small bites. These guys don't think in terms of small bites. They're all trying to kill the ball. I'm so tired of watching Austin Wells try to lift the ball. And tonight, obviously, Ben lifted the ball. But the philosophy of the Yankees has always been about home runs. And that's why, yes, the Yankees hit home runs when they won championships. But basically, for the most part, they were line drive contact hitters. And that's what this team isn't.
That's what they need. And that's why Suarez adding another guy that's leading the National League in home runs. It's like, I don't know if I need that. I don't know if that's...
You need him to strike it. By the way, I wanted to tell you, I'm going back on the air probably next month. And Ralph and I would love to have you on sometime, maybe on Zoom, because we, you know, I had an award-winning sports program up here in New England for a couple of years until I got sick last year. So
yeah, just send me an email. My email is on my Twitter and Instagram. I get random emails all the time. Thanks for the call, Robbie. I got Moose in Jamaica sending me 7 videos of him throwing at the park as he tries to make his David Robertson return. But I'm not even joking. Like, I read his email on the air. And I mean, I do podcasts. I try my best to, you know, especially these young guys. I can't tell you how many young guys podcasts I've done. This morning, I'll be on Jays Talk Plus again. They rock with me up there in the 6. They show me mad love. Like, when they introduce me as, you know, their favorite from WFAN on Sportsnet 590, The Fan in Toronto. And I'm pumped because they tried to have me on Monday. And I was like, I was booked up. Monday morning is always tough. Coming off the weekend and taking care of my son and everybody in the house getting up early. And then especially when I'm on late, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing Monday. And we were coming into the series. Being swept by the Blue Jays, at least when I get on the call at 11 a.m., you know, zooming in from my little home studio, I'll have a smile on my face and say, we got one, Benny Blanco. We got one, Max Fried. Here comes Max Fried. And, 888-808-1019. And you don't have to, you know, book me for your podcast. You can talk to me right here. Brian's in West Palm on The Fan next. What's up, Brian?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Brian, West Palm. Oh, it took too long to get to him. I think I just heard. That's a snore, but there's like a long pause in between. There it is. All right. Brian's on hold. That's like you hold your breath. That's like a 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
We had to stay with that for a second just to make sure everything was okay, you know? Let me check in on Brian.
Yeah, I didn't hang up the phone. He's on hold. But Brian's a good caller. I'm queuing up some audio as well as I'm going to force the football conversation, as I've been the last couple nights. And I know pretty soon we're not going to be able to force it because there's going to be some plays coming out of camp. There's going to be some quarterback controversies. There's going to be some overreaction to Justin Fields. And we're going to get to cooking on all that football stuff probably as soon as next week. Inside training camp is going to happen. And, yeah, we're going to be full-on NFL. NFL is king.
Thank God.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for real, though. Like, not even joking. Like, I know the Mets and the Yankees are in the mix, and, you know, we expect them to go to the postseason. But it's just like living and dying with every game of the baseball season. Nah. We need the NFL. It's just what I say about the NFL, and I love baseball. You've heard me say that baseball is the best game. But, like, the NFL is the best league because, like, I can name every quarterback in the NFL. I could probably name their backups. I can name probably an offensive lineman if I really think about it on every team. I can name a defensive player on every team. You know, because of fantasy, you can name everybody's receivers and running backs. Because of the draft, you know what players were drafted on these teams. It's just a different effect with the 32 NFL teams. All right, let me take another call. And I just sent Zoo the audio from, unfortunately, the NFL team that I chose when I was a little kid, when I was just like, you know, staring at the TV, not knowing that cable was forcing me to be a Jerry Jones fan. Well, I'm not a Jerry Jones fan anymore. I don't even rep the team as far as wearing the jerseys or any of the merch, and I haven't been to Jerry World. Coming up this year, we'll make it 10 years. I've boycotted. But yeah, we'll hear from Micah Parsons after we heard from Jerry Jones last night. Yeah, we'll hear from Micah Parsons after the break. Let me take another call and see what Rich in South Orange is thinking. Rich, are you there? You with us? You asleep or what?
No, I'm right here. I'm still here. Thank God. Listen, I have a trade proposal.
Okay.
I think it's a win-win, and nobody's mentioned it. But if I'm Brian Cashman and I'm trying to fill two holes, especially in the long run at shortstop and third, why not propose Rice, Spencer Jones, and Lombard to the Reds for De La Cruz? You ship Volpe over to third. You got your shortstop for 10 years. You got a leadoff batter. You got a guy with power. I haven't heard anybody mention that, but what do you think about that?
De La Cruz is right up there with Volpe as far as leading the league in errors. He's got 12. Let me go refresh that. He might have had one tonight. He's a freak of nature. He's a phenom in the making. He's going to make a lot of money, but I think they're also going to O'Neal Cruz him and put him in center field. No one's mentioned it because he's under control. And the Cincinnati Reds fans absolutely love that guy where, like, they're not doing that. And, you know, the players you mentioned, we love those players. Lombard is untouchable. Ben Rice won the game last night. They're not trading those guys. Thanks for the call, though, Rich. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Yeah, we're going to get to Micah Parsons' audio. I'm on my live stream. I'm going to pull some stuff from the chat. Shout out to my guy who runs the Funhouse Twitter account 5 minutes ago. He said, Keith, we need more strip club stories about Destiny and Mercedes and Sierra before you pack up tonight. Let me cook up some centerfold stories from my DJ Mac Diesel days. That was my DJ name. I didn't come up with it. DJ Mac Diesel at Senny's. That's what we used to call centerfolds. The nice establishment on the Asbury Circle. If you're ever going down Route 35, heading towards Belmar, towards the Jersey Shore, open late till 4 a.m. I used to spin there and MC for all the, you know, nice young ladies in Monmouth County that were just trying to make a couple bucks. So, yeah, I have to think back on some good stories, you know, from out of there. And, yeah, I got one. I got a couple. I got to just make sure they're PG enough for the kids that listen late night to the Fan. But you kids are going to grow up one day, and you're going to find yourself in the booty club as well. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more NFL, checking in on the Dallas Cowboys camp after Jerry Jones talked about Micah Parsons being hurt for 6 games, even though he was only hurt for 4. He questioned his leadership. He even took a shot at Dak Prescott. yeah, I don't know, man. I just think Jerry Jones is old, senile, and so filthy rich that when you're that far gone, you don't understand like the rest of the league and how they go about doing business, and you just do your own business. You're untouchable. And like the money that these players deal with is nothing to an owner like Jerry Jones. And that's why he tries to play games like this in the media with the agents and with the players to show them like, yo, at the end of the day, like Dallas Cowboys are worth billions. Like, your millions that I'm going to give you, like I'm going to give it to you when I want to give it to you, how I want to give it to you. But like, you don't control anything here. Show up, come to camp. And I give Micah Parsons credit for doing so. But listen to what Micah Parsons had to say today after the first day of camp, when the media surrounded him to be like, hey, Micah, you know, what are you thinking? All right, let's run that, Zoo.
I mean, honestly, you know, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I'll go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But this is then, this is then, you know. There's same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, the same way I need to take care of my family. You know, I mean, I got my own 3 kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
Made it about the family, keeping up with the Joneses. The same way Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, other Joneses take care of their family, yeah, he's got to take care of his family too. You know, I've followed Micah Parsons closely from Penn State to Dallas. He kind of wished himself into Dallas. There's a great video, like a Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL video, where he says he was hoping it would be Dallas, and it's Dallas. And I know they're going to pay him. I don't want to say I think. I know they're going to pay him because he is such a focal point of their defense. They can't not pay him. But here you go, Jerry Jones. Every day you wait, you're costing yourself money. And they've already costed themselves a bunch of money. Their roster construction is terrible. They're not going to win anything. But it was good today to see Dak Prescott healthy, throwing to George Pickens. Wait a minute. Throwing to CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson. I'm very interested to see what their running back room looks like. Jaden Blue, the rookie out of Texas. Supposedly there were some issues with him, but he's a guy that you just give him the ball, he's going to go. They also have Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders there. Like, those guys, those are guys that you pick up in fantasy off the waiver wire and you hope that they score one touchdown in week 13. But maybe they figure it out. Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and I don't even know the Dallas Cowboys depth chart. I'm thinking of the little running back out of Kansas State that they signed. He should be in the mix, but he's so small. He's a little Pocket Hercules. I won't even call him Pocket Hercules. He doesn't deserve that title. Deuce Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn is a four-string running back. So, yeah, football's starting up, man. I can't wait to see preseason games. I know there's a lot of you excited about Jackson Dart. And what I'll say, and I'm going to stick by this the entire season, there is no rush on Jackson Dart. You're going to get to see him play in preseason. Hopefully he lights it up. But there's a reason that you signed 2 veteran quarterbacks and you still have Tommy DeVito around. There's no reason to rush into, like, I see a lot of NFL shows leaning into, why can't Jackson Dart start week one? You don't need him to start week one. Toughest schedule in the NFL. don't throw this kid into the fire. Let Russell Wilson's old ass take those hits. And then when he can't get up, put Jameis Winston into the game. I'm interested to see what their running back room looks like with Singletary, Tyrone Tracy, and Cam Scataboo. Like, the Giants finally have, like, some pieces. They have some characters. They have some players that I think can be interesting that are going to help them compete. All right, back to the Yankee calls and the Mets calls. You know, the Yankees won. They're getting ready to put Max Fried out there on the mound. Max Fried's got to throw 8 innings. And, you know, the Yankees are trying to win a series against the Blue Jays. I think last night I got on and I said, hey, the Yankees got to win the last 5 games to own the tiebreaker over the Blue Jays. Well, they're, you know, they got 1 out of 4. Get this next one, and who knows what happens when they come back to Yankee Stadium. But, you know, I know that the Toronto Blue Jays are scrappy. They're feeling themselves, and they're going to bounce right back. Their streak has ended. Their 11-game home win streak, their 5-game win streak over the Yankees. But do not sleep on, you know, this Blue Jays team and their ability to bounce back. They will have on the mound, who's due up for them? Berríos? Let me see here. Chris Bassitt. That's a great matchup. I like Chris Bassitt's style, man. He's got a few pitches. He competes. He's up there in age, but he's still got it. So Max Fried versus Chris Bassitt on tap for later on tonight from the Rogers Center. Let's go up to Canada. My guy Tony in Montreal is back on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
How you doing? You had me rolling, man. You had me rolling.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I was listening to you on your admonition to your young callers. They might find themselves in a booty club. Well, let me tell you something. Invite all your New York friends. Invite up all your friends up to Montreal, man. You don't have to go to any booty club. All you got to do is walk around downtown Montreal, and your tongue is hanging out of your
really?
Head. You know, yeah. the most beautiful women in the world are living in Montreal, man. This is the city for beauty and femininity.
I gotta come up there. I had planned to go up there with my wife to see the Yankees play in Olympic Park against the Blue Jays at the end of spring training 2020, and then the pandemic hit, and I had to call Air Canada literally the day that the pandemic hit in America, and I don't think it had hit up there yet. And I remember being on the phone with Air Canada, like, yeah, we need a refund on that. Like, we're not going to be able to come. Like, they just canceled all the sports. Like, like this is a real thing.
I'll tell you something. A pretty guy like you, man, you will have no problem up here. I think you might want to take that up on a bachelor club type of thing, and you can enjoy yourself. But I just want to say one thing. You got to love my friend Guerrero. Did you see him on the bench tonight? We talked about, did you see him? He's jiving and chucking and he's smiling. And, you know, he's enjoying life, man. This is the kind of baseball player that people that are regular fans, people that are so-so fans, people that are not fans, they go, look at this guy. Who is this guy? And they're interested in this guy. This guy has charisma, man. He's an unbelievable ball player. And, you know, you see him up against Judge. I don't care if you don't like the Jays or if you don't like the Yankees. Watching those two teams today, you're riveted to the game. You're riveted to the game. And, of course, it comes out to be, you know, a last-minute thing. And, you know, I got to give kudos to Dartmouth. Ben Rice, I always liked that kid. He's a huge player. Where did he get drafted? Out of the eighth round or something like that? And if this guy, I believe, Keith, is going to be a star. This guy is going to be a star. Look at the home run power. Like, that guy is something else. And if you notice, when he comes to the bench, the boys, the Yanks love him. They just love him. And he's like, he's integral. He's part of that team. And I want to shout out to Volpe, that New Jersey Italian kid. He's a tough kid. He's having a tough time. But, you know, Yanks fans that are listening, stop hating on the guy and send him some love. Maybe he can come out of it, because he did hit two home runs and he did look good to me, and I still love him. I love him like I love you, Keith.
Oh, well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate the call, man. I think I get more love than Anthony Volpe right now. I got my fair share of haters, too. It comes with the territory. It comes with the territory. You know, you host a show on WFAN, they're going to write about you. They're going to criticize you. Like I told you, I was getting cooked off the Paul Goldschmidt couple lines I said in a rant. I'm like, oh, that's not going to play well. But it did play well. I'm like, I'm going to have to apologize to Goldie. I'm going to have to reword that. Obviously, I'm not quitting on Paul Goldschmidt. But at the same time, it is what it is, you know. I see. And shout out to our digital team. Our digital team's putting out clips of me and Big Mac more often now. They make fun of my hair. They make fun of my clothes. They take shots at Big Mac. I'm like, that's not right. You know, all we do is come in here and try and entertain you guys through the night, talk about the games, take your calls, but it comes with the territory. Going back to what you said about Vladdy, man. Yeah, Vladdy, I got respect for. He's got the bag. He looks to be in the best shape of his career. He doesn't look like a fat boy anymore. He looks like he's in shape. I saw him running hard. John Boy and Jake even brought that up to Aaron Boone about him running and sliding hard. And, you know, Boone kind of got on the offensive and was like, what does that mean? That they want it more than us because Vladdy's running hard, because Vladdy's slamming his helmet or sliding in and losing his helmet. Yeah, but I feel like Vladdy was vibing tonight. He was comfortable tonight. He did have that slap single and did his job in the ninth inning to get on as a leadoff hitter. There was even a part in the game when they walked Judge. Vladdy knew what time it was in the eighth inning. John Schneider's throwing up the four. Vladdy's also throwing up the four. So I just feel like Vladdy knows that's his team. He's paid. He's Canadian born. He is on the first place team in the American League East. They had beat the Yankees five times in a row. They had an 11-game home winning streak. He probably felt like they were going to win tonight, but they did not. Now, as far as Montreal goes, I mean, I don't even think about going to Montreal. How far is the drive? I was going to fly. But you said to go up there on a bachelor party. Fun fact, skipped out on my bachelor party. Didn't need one. Didn't have one. Just, I don't know. Wasn't trying to go anywhere. Wasn't trying to. I kind of grew out of, like, I had enough of it. Like, I played college football. I was always around dudes. I lived in football houses. I was always in locker rooms. Like, kind of when I got out of college, you know, I don't even think my, I don't know, I think my wife did go on a bachelorette party, but like when it came up for me to have a bachelor party, I passed on it. Didn't do one, didn't care. I've been on some bachelor parties, and that's my segue into a bachelor party that I witnessed at Centerfolds. You know, Centerfolds Gentlemen's Club, as you just heard, the Gallagher's 3000 during the break. I don't even know who owns it or manages it now. It's been so long, but it's BYOB. And in the Shore area, when they closed down the bars at, you know, last call, 1:30, everybody out by 2, there is a rush of people that don't want to end the night, and they either come in with beers from home or, you know, whatever, and they come and spend the last 2-3 hours in Centerfold. And I always was aware of that. And, man, I remember, you know, one night there was a party of maybe like 15 dudes, and they actually wheeled in a keg. They wheeled in a keg for their bachelor party. They showed up there probably like 8-9 o'clock, and they stayed until we literally kicked them out. And these dudes were like falling out of the place. They took the whole VIP room. I didn't even want to know how much it cost for them to rent the VIP room, which had its own like fridge, had its own stage, had its own area. And this is when I was so young, I wasn't even thinking about my own bachelor party or what that was like or what that even meant, man. I remember one night DJing, you want to go home. Like, you gotta DJ the club until it's done. But there was this one chick, and I don't remember her name. I could see her face right now in front of me. Older woman, white woman with dark hair. She does not do any pole dancing. She does not do any dancing. She doesn't dance to songs. But she would come in, and she would come in late, and she would have be in the private room, and they'd be like, yo, just keep playing songs. Just keep playing songs. I don't know what was going on. $100, sometimes $150, which is solid. I think I told you guys the way the payouts work, each girl has to pay you $20. So you do the math. The, you know, there's, it's 60 minutes in an hour, and the sets are either 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And the stage can fit anywhere from 2 to 4 girls. And each one of those girls, when they, you know, make their money or whatever, they got to pay the DJ out minimum $20. You're a bum if you pay the DJ out $20. Like, $20? $20 to me. Like, a girl hand you $20, like, I'm not even talking to her. Like, I don't know your name. I don't know you. Gave me $20. I'll mark you down. And that's another thing. I love that. Shout out to Kira. Because I would mark these girls down, and I would have different marks, like an X for somebody that gave me 20, then like a check for someone that paid more, and then like a 0 for someone that skipped out. Because some of these, I'm trying to watch my terms. Some of these broke, they would skip out on you, not trying to give you the 20, but that would get marked. And then the manager of the club, the next time they came in to do their shift, would collect. And there was sometimes I would come into work and there would just be an envelope like, yeah, we collected for you. I remember going to the bank. I went to a couple different banks where they thought that I was, Chippendales. They thought that I was a dancer. And I remember having the conversation like, nah, these dirty ones came from, that's how they pay me out. I'm not dancing. I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ. But yeah, those were the days, man. You can make. I mean, you could make upwards to, there were some nights I left there with a couple thousand, like $2,000. There were some nights where you could leave with just like 700, 800, but like, bro, you're hanging out in the strip club. And I have my own booth area. A lot of times I'm hanging with the girls. Like, I was so young. I got that job when I was 19, the summer I was 19. And the way I got the job was heckling the DJ. They had this old DJ that just like was playing corny songs and wasn't mixing. And I could tell the girls weren't feeling it. I remember rapping with a couple of girls. They're like, yeah, this DJ's not good. Blah, blah, blah. So I was drunk in there at like 19. I started heckling the DJ. And the manager was like, you think you could do better? And I'm like, hell yeah. And she's like, okay, you're a DJ? I'm like, yup. She said, when can you start? I'm like, I can start as soon as you want me to start. The next week, they had me start on a Sunday. The Sunday shift is terrible. The Sunday shift is like the D-list chicks. The Sunday shift, like, don't even want to say. I remember my boy Josh came to support me and throw some ones, and my brother pulled up from my first one. And I'm like, once I got through that Sunday shift and I rocked, then they started putting me on like Friday night, Saturday night, and that's when you wanted to be in there. All right, let me take another call. But I mean, hey, you know, Funhouse requested some, you know, more tales from the Gentlemen's Club DJ days. Yeah, even back then, like, I had no idea I was going to do this. I was always a DJ in the Shore area. I went to college and I was a DJ in the bars and the clubs, MCs. I even DJed on my college radio station. I thought I was going to make it in New York as a DJ, you know, DJing in clubs, maybe DJing on the radio, but this kind of worked out for me. Last call of the night goes to Anthony in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Keith? It's kind of hard to follow up your strip club story, but I tweeted you earlier saying I was going to call in after I got out of work, just got out of work, and wanted to get your opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, we all know the Yankees' defensive miscues, and usually I'm a very optimistic Yankee fan. You know, I try to think positive. You know, I try to lift Volpe up in front of my coworkers, my friends. But do you really see anything changing with this team in the postseason? Like, we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
No, I'm afraid of it, honestly. I'm dreading it. I'm not looking forward to October this year. The bar is set at get back to the World Series and win it. Anything short of that is going to be a failure. I want to get back to the World Series just to go, but like, I have a fear of them being one and done or them being a wild card and losing. And like, I just don't want it for Volpe, for them to just keep saying he's elite, he's a top shortstop, and then we get there and he has a terrible error that like loses us a game or costs us some runs. I think he needs a reset, man. I'm watching him, just like the routine has become difficult for him. Plays that he should make with his eyes closed, he's skipping the ball in front of Rice. It's back-to-back nights, and it's in his head. It's in Tim Hill's head. It's in everybody's head, and it's just going to keep rearing its ugly head when you really can't have it.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm, you know, I kind of feel the same way. I'm wary of what's going to happen in the playoffs. You know, I'm 23 years old, so I was 7 the last time the Yankees won the World Series, and I was, dang, you know, last year was a huge gut punch. You know, so I just want to see the team win, man. And these, you know, these times where we you know, kill ourselves in the field, it's not fun to see. I hope they change it around.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, thanks for the call, Anthony. Obviously, they're going to add at the deadline. Hopefully, they get a third baseman that can help Volpe. And hopefully, he just shakes it off. But I don't think it's as simple as, like, he's just going to shake it off. Like, how? When you got to play every day. How? When that ball gets hit to you at a high rate. You're the shortstop of the New York Yankees. There's a microscope on you. And you've been struggling this long, and they've been kind of ignoring it. Like, Volpe's got to play damn near perfect. He's got to have great at-bats. And he's got to not make any more mistakes. He's already leading the league in errors. He's got to stop. And I don't know. I think his fundamentals, his footwork, and little things like that are off. All right, that's all I got, man. I did like write a couple notes for the you know, Gentlemen's Club stories. I'll save my Alexis Texas story for tomorrow. That was my favorite night there ever. I'll never get over that night. I still tell people about that night with Alexis Texas pulling up. That was like, bro, it was like your wildest dreams starting to come to life. And she was mad cool. And since I worked there, I got to go back. I'll tell y'all tomorrow. C-Max coming up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. That's all I got. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.